We've been hearing more about large retail chains shuttering locations or closing down completely. Just this morning, David's Bridal announced it was filing for bankruptcy. While the future balance between e-commerce and brick and mortar has yet to be decided, one recent study found that by and large, shoppers don't want stores to go away, and the reason why might surprise you. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Sabrina Helm, Dr. Sabrina Helm. She's the study's author and associate professor of retailing and consumer sciences at the University of Arizona. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So why do we want the brick and mortar stores to stick around if we're not visiting them?
For quite a multitude of reasons, actually. So what we found is that people are particularly concerned about what the loss of brick and mortar stores is going to mean for society in general in this country. No? When you ask about the individual behavior, you know, consumers think, oh, online shopping is fantastic, and a lot of them are gravitating towards online shopping. But when they reflect a little bit more about the potential implications on their own lives and on society in general, then a quite different picture emerges. Yeah? And so basically what we see are different fractions of consumers. There are those who think basically we're already mostly online shopping, and that's fine, and we're going to continue to do that. It's sort of like the ongoing trend towards a more, you know, technologically driven and maybe modern society. But then there are others who, you know, strictly want that not to happen and say that actually going to a store is something that they like to do with their family and with their friends. They go there for the social environment, which we found actually quite surprising that that would be a motivation to really like brick and mortar environments. And then in reflecting, you know, whether this would be a future to look forward to if most of our shopping is happening online, the majority actually of the consumers, even in these different groups, say, no, we don't like that.
And so these are even the folks who are doing most of their shopping online. They don't want to see the brick and mortar go away.
Yeah, interestingly, yeah. So for their own behavior, that seems to be okay, and they don't really think there's big disadvantages if most of their shopping is done online. But for society in general, they still think it's better if there is a brick-and-mortar environment available for a variety of quite interesting reasons, as we found. Partly, there's a thought that if we don't have to go out there anymore, we will lose our social skills. We will not talk to other people anymore. We will run around, you know, only in our jogging gear or whatever. We don't take care of ourselves anymore. And some interesting side notes were even that we found dating is going to go down, and people don't even know how to behave towards each other anymore, and relationship skills will suffer. That's a far extreme on the one hand side. And then there were others who are really concerned more about the economic consequences of the loss of brick-and-mortar stores. Yeah. Retailing employs a very large share of our population, and if that's no longer available in terms of job offers, then that is a big strain on the economy. And also, what to do with the retail space that then becomes vacant? Yeah. Is it going to be turning into parks and nice spaces for people to benefit from, or is it going to be sort of like a wasteland, and we would be worried about crime happening there, etc. So people have really a lot of different thoughts when they envision the future of brick and mortar shopping.
Yeah, what would be downtown? I guess restaurants, yeah, and hair salons.
Yeah.
Very interesting, though, what you found about what they think about we're going to lose all our social skills if we never have to leave the house.
Yep. Yep. And also some were really worried about their physical health and also their mental health. Yeah, if they don't get out of the house, and for many, shopping really is an occasion where they open the door and, you know, expose themselves to the world, get out there, and even, you know, run around the mall and get their exercise. So it was interesting to see that people see in shopping and in the shopping environment much more than just a way, you know, to get the product that you need. And it's really more a part of life.
The holidays.
Ooh, pardon me. Well, you know what? Yours is a very important study, I think. And thanks very much for sharing it with us. That's Sabrina Helm. She's the Associate Professor of Retailing and Consumer Sciences at the University of Arizona.